And so here we have people who saw, spoke to, walked with, touched Jesus, testifying to what they have seen and heard and touched and known themselves so that others may know. That is, after all, what we are interested in, isn't it? The testimony of those who came before us so that we may understand what it was that they experienced, what it was that they saw, what it was that they heard, what it was that they know. But then what does that mean for us? Well, first of all, it means that we have eyewitness testimony. In a court of law, that's the number one most important thing that you can have in order to convince a judge, a jury, that something has happened. Someone saw this. Someone heard this. Someone touched this. We can see it. We can hear it. We can touch it. It must be true. And so these people are carrying that eyewitness testimony to the church, to the people who are trying to understand, or trying to be faithful, or trying to do the right thing, or trying to live the right way. Here are people who say, we saw what happened. We heard what happened. We were there. We experienced this, and so we can testify to it. And so what do we testify to? We testify to the Word. We testify to what we have seen and what we have heard and what we have done and what we know. What else can we testify to except that which we ourselves have experienced? Just as Mike was saying, he was walking along the street and saw people and he testified to the good day. Good day. But that wasn't all he could have testified to, as he himself said. He could have said, I'm going to church. You ought to join me. And so we testify to what we have experienced. What do we testify to? Do we testify to the joy that we have in our church and in our community and our communion? I think we do. Do we testify in the things that faith in God have done for us? Amen. I think we do. Do we testify to the changes that God and faith in His Son have brought into our lives? We do. I mean, isn't that what all of this ritual stuff is really all about? Is talking about how God has changed our lives. See, some people have gotten away from the prayer request and the, you might call it, audience participation that we do in our little church. But I like that. Because to me, that's the opportunity of the people to testify to God in their lives. The need for God, the suffering, the pain, the worries, the troubles, the losses that we feel, and the need we feel to have God in our lives at those times, to comfort us, to heal us, to help us, to get us through the troubles. That's us talking about, testifying to, our need for God in our lives. But then also the praises, the healings, the miracles, the wonders, the beautiful things that have happened and the joys that we have experienced. And we testify to those things as well. We talk about them. We share them. We are in awe at them. We sometimes struggle with them, but we continue to testify. One of the things that I've always loved about the 12-step movement, the AA and NA meetings, is that one of the things that they do is they ask people to testify. Well, they don't call it that because most of them have had to testify in other venues, and so testifying might be a little uncomfortable for some of them. But what happened? What were you like before? How have you changed? And what are you like now? How are things better? Well, I was an addict. I was struggling with my life. I was messing up everything that I cared about. I didn't have a good relationship with my family. I couldn't seem to keep good relationships with other people. And I thought I was doing a good job, but I never seemed to be able to quite get ahead. And then I accepted God into my life. I accepted Christ into my heart. And everything changed. And I became a new person. things became different. Things that I couldn't do before, I could do now. Things that I couldn't keep under control before, I can keep under control now. Things that were messed up in my life are good now. I had a request from one of the folks that I know to do his wedding. And it was such a joy to have him ask me to do that, because I know what a struggle it has been for him to live a good and clean and sober life. And I'm so proud of him and where he has come, what he's done. But not just him, all of us. We've all been at times in places in our life where we struggled to believe, where we struggled to understand, where we struggled to just to get through the day. Where we didn't know what to do, we didn't know who to call, we didn't know where to go, we didn't know what was going to happen next. And then for each of us, something changed. Hopefully things are still changing. God came into our lives and we began to see new opportunities. We began to see new strength. We began to see new places. We began to see new people. We began to go a different way. And so our lives have changed. For some of us, it's kind of hard to remember back because we've been in the church since we were kids. But God changes us. Where would your life have been had there been no church in your life? Where would your life have been if it had been just you against the world with no community, no family, no one to hold you up or help you out or back you up or be there for you? I mean, that's what we are for each other, and that's what He is for us. All those things and more. Savior, advocate, friend, older brother, Jesus in our lives fills all those things. See, I talk a lot to people who do not have good family relationships with their families. We have family day on Saturday, and fourth Saturday is always my Saturday to go teach family group. And I always feel for those folks who are sitting there. They have to attend as clients, but they have no family to sit with them. Either nobody cares or nobody could come that far, or for whatever reason, they're there at family group by themselves. And sometimes I hear stories of families that are just horrific or just absent. There's nobody there in their life anymore. Dead, gone, burned bridges, lost relationships, all those things. And when they appreciate the Scriptures, I try and remind them of that promise that God is our Father, Jesus is our brother, the church is our family, and that we have a family that will support us and encourage us and hold us up and be with us. We have a Father that loves us unconditionally, a Father in heaven. And so, no matter how bad their family situation might be, I try and point them in the direction of a heavenly Father, of a divine family, of a Christian fellowship, of a faith-based functional group that will support them and encourage them and hold them up and help them out and be there for them as they struggle with their struggles in life. Because that's what we do for each other. As Christians, we testify to the power of God in our lives so that others may know and believe. I have seen God in my life. I have seen God move the same way you see the wind move through the tall grass and it changes things. I have seen God move in my life because when He wanted me to see something, it stood out. And then sometimes I went back and looked again and it didn't stand out at all. And I said, oh, somebody there was pointing me in that direction because it just jumped off the page at me. It just sang out in my ears to me. I heard that in my whole being. But then when I went back and listened to the tape, it was just words. But when I was there and experienced it, God spoke to me through those words. When I was there and read it, God showed me the information I needed through those words. God changes things. God moves things. But we have to be open to listen to Him. We have to be open to hear Him. We have to be doing His work and doing His will and open to being His servants for Him to speak to us that way. But He makes a difference. He changes things. What would life be like without the church? What would life be like without God? What would life be like without faith? Sad, lonely, alone, hurting, in pain, struggling, failing. We all do those things. But with God at our side, with family at our side, with the church at our side, it seems to be easier to overcome them. Know that there are people who care. To know that there is a God who cares makes life easier and better. And so we take on that responsibility that has passed down through the generations to testify, to tell people what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have done, what others have done, what God has showed us, that we might see and believe, that others might believe because of what we have seen. Amen.